Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miles Garrett spoke on Hard Knocks. I want to hear Andrew Berry first on Hard Knocks. Says he didn't get the job done this year.
Obviously, he's a huge part of our organization. You know, we envision him going from Cleveland to Canton, you know, by the end of his career. We share in this frustration. I didn't get the job done, you know, this year, you know, quite plainly.
That's Andrew Berry on Hard Knocks yesterday on the in-season, the AFC North, talking about Myles Garrett and then saying that, yeah, I didn't do it this year. I wasn't able to do it. However, Myles Garrett had this to say on Hard Knocks last night.
Now, everyone wants to know how we can get out of the rut that we're in and get back to winning games and making a run instead of making plans. I've talked to AB, how we can make the most out of all the talent that is here. We're closer than some may think we are.
Are they closer than some think they are, or are they delusional? 216-474-0092.
So I've told you before, Ken, that as evidenced by what Washington just did this year, you're always a year away, especially if you've got a pick where you might take a quarterback who ends up being good. You're always a year away from potentially making a run to the playoffs. That's a great thing about the NFL. But that's a different story than how close are you, the way that Myles Garrett is talking. Now, maybe he's just talking about the playoffs. I don't know. But I'd like to think Myles Garrett's talking about more than the playoffs.
Anybody, anybody who makes the playoffs are going to talk themselves into making the Super Bowl. Except for Pittsburgh this year. But yeah. The other 13 teams are going to try to talk themselves into making the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Well, Myles Garrett is somebody that is so supremely talented, that has had this insane career, and he's only played in, what, 3 playoff games?
Yes.
And he's only won one?
One more than T.J. Watt.
Which is just, it's crazy that both those guys have had so few opportunities, you know, to show off their talents on the big stage. And Myles Garrett seems like somebody who should be playing every year with the ability to send his team to a Super Bowl. Because we know that's how good he is. That if he was in one of these close games for any team in the NFL, he could send that team to the Super Bowl. He could win that team the Super Bowl. He could be a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
But if he's not getting to the playoffs, it's just kind of a career where we're going to go, man, what could have been? The guy's amazing. He should win again. He should win Defensive Player of the Year again, probably. He's been the standout best player, best defensive player probably
in
the NFL.
There.
Might not win it because of 3 wins, and there is the problem. So, well, you know, I think it could any team, like, it's interesting. The Miami Heat cannot sell Jimmy Butler on a playoff run. Jimmy Butler's not stupid. He's been on really good teams. He's been on teams that have been in the NBA Finals. He's been on teams that have been very close to getting to the NBA Finals, have just been a shot missed, in and out, not going. Myles Garrett's not been there. He's not been on a team that could make a legitimate Super Bowl run. So, you know, can you talk him into it? Well, he is making it sound like they have talked him into it. Can they talk us into it?
I think, but the, he's
they
been
have
there,
not talked us into it at all.
It makes me feel better because he's seen how the sausage is made for 8 years. There's plenty of fans. Guys, I'm not trying to talk you into buying playoff tickets next year after a 3-14 team. I'm going off of what Miles said and maybe how it makes you feel maybe a little bit better. He's seen how it's done for 8 years. He's seen the right, the little bit of the right, and the whole lot of wrong for 8 years. If anybody has a reason to be cynical about the Cleveland Browns and their future, it's Miles Garrett. Because there's a lot of us who just go, hey, they're not winning. They're never going to win. Guys, you're wasting your time. If you hear it from Miles, can it make you feel any better? I think it can. Because I do think that they have involved him in, I don't know, he's not getting on the phone and doing three-way calls with general managers for crying out loud. But I think they are apprising him of what's going on. I think that he is understanding what's going on. I don't think it necessarily bodes well for Deshaun Watson's future with the Browns, but I think that that ship is somewhere off in the middle of Lake Erie and never probably coming back to port. I think that it does make you feel a little bit better about the direction they're going because I don't think he's given in. I think that a lot of fans have said, enough's enough, we give in, you guys got to fix this, and I'm not coming back until you do. He has not done that yet. He hasn't done that yet. Until he says, trade me, I'm going to take him at his word here. I think a lot of players can talk themselves into things that might be far-fetched. Players will talk themselves into thinking they could win every game. I understand that. But now we have the benefit of the offseason to fly away, to see it from 30,000 feet, to see it from a perspective of this has happened, now I have all this time before we start anew. Is this something I want to be a part of? That's why guys reevaluate whether or not they're going to come back to the NFL, like Joel Bitonio. He's going to take some time to decide whether or not this is his last year or he's going to come back for 2025. I think for Miles, there's plenty of time to pause, reflect, and say, this isn't headed in the right direction. And they may make decisions or be forced to make decisions at quarterback that makes him think that this is not headed in the right direction. But something tells me when he says that there's a possibility of this thing getting corrected as quickly as we possibly can. And let me tell you why.
Real quick, you don't think this was just a move, like his words from a few weeks ago?
Does he have any reason to do lip service?
Well, no, I'm wondering, there's no chance. You feel like he's a big enough competitor that he didn't just do this to get them to make him the highest paid defensive player in the game and one of the highest paid players in the league. Like, hey, I might leave. Boom. Next thing you know, they're working on a new contract.
I think he's always going to try to get more money in a new contract. Wouldn't you? It might make sure. It harder to trade him, but you're still going to want more money in a bigger contract. I mean, he's having sensational years.
Well, it's just the timing of it. The timing was Miles Garrett finally says it was second last week of the year, right? And he's like, oh, the Browns know that, you know, the pressure's on. They've got to start winning. You know, I need to be apprised of that. And then, boom, contract extension right around the corner, it looks like.
Yeah. I think you can have a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. I want to be here long term. I want a new contract.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defensive Player of the Year. I will be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year in 2024 on a 3-14 team and also on a playoff team. So clearly I'm a very important piece to this organization. I'm a cornerstone to this organization. Let's be serious. Miles Garrett running out the tunnel is half the reason anybody still likes him at this moment. Wrong? Right? I think I'm right about that. And then I think, okay, where is it realistic? These are opinions of people who are opinion guys. Yesterday, I'm driving in. I get off the phone with you. Nick and Jonathan go to break. I click into 93.7 over in Pittsburgh, which we will have Pony and Mueller on at different times during around the AFC North. We're going to do it with a twist. And they are fit to be tied. Tomlin had just had his press conference, and they start talking about all the problems with Pittsburgh. And not just about Tomlin, whether or not they're an actual good football team. They started like doing like a pick of like an all AFC North team. I'm not lying to you, Tone. They're half Browns. You have the Ravens in there. They could go to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, it was half Browns. Yeah, Pat Freiermuth. Njoku's better than Freiermuth. Well, what about the offensive line? Well, Dan Moore can't do anything. The Browns at the tackle position, not that great. Well, wait a minute. What about Jack Conn? You should have heard the audio. And I'm driving in going, how the hell were we 3-14? Oh, that's right. That's why we were 3-14 this last year. Because ain't no one picking them at the most important position. But it was half Browns on all those positions. It's a disappointing year. But it might not be a hopeless future. And I think that that's something that maybe Miles understands. Or the thing's just going to go straight to hell. I won't know for the next 99 days or be able to paint it for the next 99 days, because I think that's when the draft is in 99 days. Okay, well, during that time, we're going to find out more about whether or not this thing's going to move in any sort of direction, because they're going to have to get a vet, and they're going to have to get a rookie. And if they do that, then maybe I think it's going to bring some of the fans along with them. 216-474-0092. Is Miles a delusional athlete? Delusional is a strong word, but athletes talk themselves into these delusions. Is he a delusional athlete, or is he a guy who, yeah, it makes you feel a little bit better about where the future of the franchise is headed?
Do you think there are some fans listening to Miles Garrett, they're like, I gotta renew my season tickets?
No.
So they're not really buying it then, if they're not willing to do that. I mean, because we've had so many fans say...
Whoa, there's a difference between believing a guy and spending money.
Well, right, but that's true belief, right? If you truly believed in something, you'd spend money.
I'm going to ask them to spend thousands of dollars over 8 seconds of audio.
And that's what the Browns are always doing. They're always asking their fans to spend thousands of dollars based on belief.
When their people get on the phone, they don't just play Miles Garrett's clip from Hard Knocks and hang up.
I do think they got to do a little bit of a sales job with this team, and that's kind of the bigger point.
I'm going to call the judge and go, call your season ticket members and play it into the microphone and hang up.
Well, to put it this way, last year the Browns, I think, were, even after a playoff appearance the year before, I think they were middle of the pack to win the Super Bowl. What are they going to be this year?
They'll probably be a little lower.
Little?
Yeah. I'm not.
Guys, I think it might be a lot lower.
I'm not saying Super Bowl. That word's not the only thing that's going to come out of my mouth. It's never going to be the Browns can win it. Not as of right now.
So do you think Miles thinks they can win it?
Yes. And that.
So why aren't you not buying
but
Miles?
But I think
then?
I buy that they can get back to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I buy that they can get back there. And I got to start at the playoffs. That's why we have these fights about the Steelers, Anthony. Like, I got to start somewhere, and I'd like to start from the playoffs, not from the terrible bottom where everybody's cussing them out. I have to dump half the calls that people make. 216-474-0092. Tony in Mansfield. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, Tony.
Coming from Miles, it really doesn't make me feel any better.
Damn it.
Got a lot of respect for him, but, I mean, it'd be different if we had a franchise quarterback that we were maybe a season away and was saying those things. But obviously where we're at in the draft and whatever our plans are this year, I just think there's too much that we have to do. And with what we have in the cap, I just don't see it being that possible. Now, especially with the timeline that our coaching staff and our GM are under, I think they're going to do the bridge. But the problem with the bridge is I just don't think a quarterback like Kirk Cousins is going to be a reclamation project like a Sam Darnold or like a Jared Goff. I mean, you know, even look at Sam Darnold and what he did in the playoffs. I mean, he's still going to get, what, 35, 40 mil a year and under contract.
I think Darnold. I think Darnold honestly is in somewhere in the neighborhood of the price goes up because the cap goes up, but somewhere in the neighborhood of Baker.
Yeah, exactly where Baker would be, and then they could even tag him, whatever that is. But I just don't see a Kirk Cousins, which is that's what we're all talking about. And I heard yesterday, you know, they were on the afternoon show talking about what's his name? I lost it, Kyler Murray, and I'm like, what in the world are we even talking about here? As far as the Browns, I see them as, okay, let's say we do a bridge and something works out and our quarterback is suitable to get us to 8 or 9 wins. Is that enough to keep the coaching staff there, or are we running this thing?
Well, let me ask you, is the playoffs good enough for you, or you just want to dump this and move on?
That's a step, right? But is the playoffs good enough for Myles Garrett? I mean, and that's what we're kind of talking about, is like, You have a cornerstone player like Myles Garrett. Is he just talking about playoffs? Now, like as a Browns fan, yeah, the playoffs are a step, but when we're talking about long term, that's good enough for a fan to see where we're at now. But if we're talking about Myles Garrett saying this, I don't think that's good enough for Myles Garrett.
I just see
too much. I mean, if you look at our,
Tony, I gotta let you go. I gotta let you go because you gave me the answer, and I thank you very much for it. I think he sees it as a point of, get me to the playoffs, and then we got to roll the dice and see what happens there. I do think he's talking himself into it a little bit, but I think that does. If I got a guy who can be blunt, tells me that, it does make me feel a little bit better about the future. 216-474-0092. Is Miles delusional, or does it make you feel any better?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.